Red leather, yellow leather.
Red, what is it? Red leather, yellow leather? Welcome!
Are you recording?
The podcast that discusses female friendships. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating victory since 2018. I told you I wouldn't remember.
We're just going to stop it right there. But to say that the princess has joined us and like, very special guest appearance.
Yes.
Thank you, Princess.
I'm very excited to be here. It's been a few years.
Yeah. And,
but I'm older and wiser now.
It's true. She's very much smarter than we are.
I know. But you always kind of have been, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
You.
Just to be honest.
Very high emotional. How was your wedding, Princess?
Oh, it was magical. It was so fun.
It was.
Yay. I just can't believe it's over. It was beautiful.
It was a great day. Yeah. Very happy day. How's married life so far?
It's great. It's the same as before, pretty much.
Right on our finger.
Yes.
Our parents are happy. So so we have a great letter today, and the princess wants to read it.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay. Hey, y'all. This is a group letter from four of the five of us in a group of close friends. Four of us met in a mom's group about 10 years ago when we were young moms and became fast friends. We celebrate birthdays and holidays, drop in on each other, and help each other out with the kids when it's needed. We all share similar interests: books, crafting, gardening, home decorating. We all live in the Dallas area, and we get together a lot, once or twice a month. We all have other great friends we do stuff with, but this little group is the group, if you know what I mean.
We do.
Yeah. Pikachu, not her real name, that's great, was the last one to join our group about 5 years ago. On paper, she fit right in. She had kids the same age, shared the same interests and such. She's very smart, available, and can be a great listener. However, things have started to crop up that make the rest of us uncomfortable. Like in every group of friends, some of us are closer than others. Some of us get together in pairs or threes. Pikachu only sees one person without the rest of us, and that's great. No one else minds when we're not included in their lunches. We are all mature enough to know that some people are closer than others, emotionally speaking, and some people have more in common. Only Pikachu seems really resentful of any kind of branching off that happens. She makes it clear that she would like to be included in everything. For example, three of us were planning an overnight trip to go to a huge antiques show in another state. Pikachu isn't that into antiques. We weren't leaving her out to be mean, we just didn't think to include her. Well, Pikachu found out about the trip and told us she wanted to come. Didn't ask, told. So of course we included her, but it felt weird. There was an edge to her during the trip. The rest of us relaxed and had fun and shopped, but she didn't really seem to be having that much fun and did a lot of sitting while the rest of us were wandering through the stalls of antique dealers. She didn't complain, but the rest of us could feel the tension and irritability from her. Why did she want to come? FOMO? Recently, another person was invited to a group event. Let's call her Charmander.
This woman has
sons. She's new to the area, met one of our group through work, and so we included her in a couple things that had the whole group. Everyone got on with her like a house on fire, except Pikachu. She took an instant dislike to Charmander. There was an immediate competition, one-sided, about who could be the most wonderful, helpful, funniest. Later, Pikachu complained to one of us about Charmander and said something kind of bitchy on a group text, which really surprised Charmander and the rest of us. The rest of us really like Charmander, even though we're still getting to know her, and we like Pikachu. But now, if Charmander is included in our dinners or hikes, you can see Pikachu seething. Pikachu is getting really testy. At the same time, she has also sunk her teeth into our group even more. Now with Charmander, who clicks with everyone in the group, it's getting awkward to the point that we're doing things in secret. This doesn't make anyone feel good, even though, like I said, we've always had little splinter groups. We still include Pikachu in the whole group events, but there are also times when we're like, let's go out to dinner, I'm not telling Pikachu about this, okay? and everyone feels relieved. We've talked about it with each other and feel juvenile, hiding our times together, not posting pictures on social media as to not hurt her feelings. If she sees or hears something, we're pretty sure she's going to ask, why wasn't I included? No one wants to answer that. We don't want to give Pikachu the boot, but her attitude is getting sucky and she's not just fun to be around. We've asked her about depression and such, and she says she's on medication for that. So are half of us. How do we talk to her? Should we tell her our feelings or go around in secret until something changes with her? What if she finds out? It is notable, we know this because we listened to your podcast, that she only has one other female friend outside the group who lives 1,000 miles away. Otherwise, we're it. Please help, ladies. Signed, the other four.
Okay. Well done, Princess.
Mm-hmm. Thank yes, you.
Very
well
good.
Done. So how many of us have had this problem too?
I definitely have.
I don't. I only have 3 friends. 4. 5. Maybe 5. Possibly 6. I don't have any friends.
That's so untrue. Last night, she was with Mara watching crappy movies. Today,
oh my God.
She's at my house for gargoyles.
Definitely had this problem, and I have no idea how to handle it. I've handled it poorly in the past.
So
really?
How did you handle it poorly?
Basically, it just, like, the resentment just simmers under the surface, and you start doing things without that friend, and you talk about that friend, and it just builds and builds until no one can stand that friend anymore, and it just, it wasn't really dramatic when it happened to me, but it was definitely just a noticeable split. I don't know if there's a good way to handle it at all. It's so uncomfortable.
Picturing these 30-something ladies sneaking around, not posting the way they normally would, is kind of a funny image. Quick, get to the car.
Yeah.
Phones away. No pictures.
Right. But the thing that occurred to me while you were reading, honey, is for the record, Princess is my daughter, just in case no one knew.
That's why she called me honey.
Little bunny rabbit. So while you were reading Princess, I thought, post to social media. Do what you would normally do.
Yeah.
And if she asks why, then you just tell her. You have seemed really sharp these days, really edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems clear that Charmander rubs you the wrong way, and, your testiness is kind of noticed by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thought maybe you were going through something, and we just wanted to give you your space.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Is that a good answer?
I don't know. I'm with the princess. I honestly don't know. It was interesting that you were talking about the resentment that built up among the group for having to do this. And I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Where you're like sneaking around and then hating it more and more and then hating her because you have to do this and she's not cooperating. Don't sneak around. Let's start there. How about that?
Don't sneak around. That's one thing you can do.
Yeah, you cannot sneak around. I don't think you should sneak around. You're in your 30s. You're grown-ass women. You should be able to go out and have fun and do what you want to do. Maybe try what Kristen says. Post the pictures.
Yeah. I mean, it'll definitely lead to some type of conflict.
Yeah.
Because she is definitely sinking her teeth in, as you said. Yeah. I definitely think it's FOMO. Like, this was my group of friends first, and they like this new friend better, and I'm sure she can pick up on that. You know?
I mean, liking a friend better, maybe she just, is funnier or great in a group setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe, because they said they don't want to boot Pikachu.
But that's just what Pikachu's feeling. That she's being replaced,
even if
you're not trying to replace her.
Right.
She sounds really insecure.
And, there's that one person in the group who's closer to her.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that person is going to have to say, it's been noticed that you have an issue here, and it's hard for the rest of us because we all really like the other Pokemon?
Charmander. My favorite Pokemon, actually.
We all really like Charmander, and it's affecting us all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we have this nice group, but, you know, you're kind of bringing us down
mm-hmm.
with this resentment that we have all picked up on.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, if something, there was some incident that precipitated this to make her feel like they didn't love her anymore.
Mm.
Like, something she perceived but never spoke about.
Yeah.
And that just grew and grew. In any case, I don't like the idea of having to reassure someone of my affection when we've been friends for
yeah.
a while. That's really, you should know. And
yeah.
I feel like, you know, everything I do on a regular basis shows you how much I care for
mm-hmm.
you. So I guess one conversation, like you say, Kristen Higgins, and then see where that goes. See how she responds to that, because she could become very defensive based on that
yeah.
conversation.
I think, like, reading into your letter, the other four, she is going to be defensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a net. Everyone's defensive
mm-hmm.
when you say, like, you've been like this and it's affected us. Most people don't say, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to hearing this. You know, most people say, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
it's, I mean, from the bit about the antiques show where she said, I'm coming, and then she's just sulked the whole time. That just sounds really, really uncomfortable. I think that probably can give you a bit of an understanding how she would react if you
yeah.
brought that up to her.
It's also a great example, though, to say, like,
yeah.
when we went away for the antiques weekend, the three of us, you know,
yeah.
you were insistent on coming, and then you didn't really seem to have fun.
Which we knew you wouldn't, because we know you don't
Which
like antiques.
Was a buzzkill for
yeah.
us to
yeah.
have
mm-hmm.
you sulking over there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think you're right, Princess, that she is insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fix insecurity.
No. How long were they friends? Did it say?
I think
10 years.
But Pikachu is newer to the group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then Charmander came in. So
right.
he was the most recent addition. But
mm-hmm.
long enough to know Pikachu, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like you would know her by then.
Right.
And then I just had this thought that maybe you don't. Maybe
yes.
when she's with you and you're in the group, she is projecting an image that she thinks you want to see, and that this sulky person
mm-hmm.
is her.
Is the real
yikes.
Her.
Oh, yikes indeed.
Yeah.
I wonder if Charmander, I don't know, she doesn't even talk about Charmander that much in the letter, but I wonder if Charmander is intimidating in some way, or is, like, if she and Pikachu have just some sort of underlying disagreement besides
yeah.
the fact that Charmander's jealous.
You know what it reminds me of? That wonderful movie Bridesmaids.
Sure.
Yes.
<Right?
That's>
it.
Yes.
So the Kristen Wiig character
yeah.
is replaced by Helen.
Yes.
Oh, Helen.
Who's fabulous Helen.
Fabulously wealthy, beautiful,
yes.
does everything, and she's this new friend, and so the older friend,
mm.
I forget the name of her character.
Kristen Wiig.
yeah.
Definitely feels displaced.
Annie,
right? Yes.
And she... Good. Wow, Joss. Excellent.
And I just watched this movie, so I should remember.
Yeah, so Annie is trying harder, and I think, like, there is that edge to Annie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she gives it her best effort when she takes them to the
Brazilian steakhouse.
The Brazilian steakhouse. And she's really enthusiastic about it, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then, it, you know, they all get food poisoning.
Should watch that movie again. Sorry, just thinking
but,
about that.
That does seem like what it is. And in that case, too, I think that Annie doesn't understand how important she is to the bride.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't trust how important she is.
I think because their relationship took a bit of a hit when the bride announced that she was getting married. So it used to be the two of them, just
yeah.
and Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this new person who's supposed to be her person, her best friend's person,
yeah.
came in and sort of...
Yeah. And now I have two best friends.
Now I have another one. Yeah,
yeah.
It's tough.
That engagement party where they keep trying to outdo each other at the toast.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
End up in like singing songs.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
But I think, you know, I guess, you know, in sussing it out, I do think that Pikachu is insecure. Mm-hmm. And
competitive at the same time.
And the fact that she doesn't have other female friends except one who lives far, far away is notable.
It's
a red flag.
Yes.
And I think that women who are insecure around other women who they compare themselves and find themselves wanting, so they overcompensate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of that is going on. And you know, like I said, you can't fix insecurity. That's up to the person. But I do think that at some point you're going to have the conversation and saying, you know, you have changed, and there's this bitterness coming from you, and it's making us uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem really hostile to Charmander.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And we all like her. So you're putting us in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Of feeling like we have to choose between you or choose one to include you. And, you know, we don't want to say we chose her, but, you know, your attitude is making it hard
mm-hmm.
for us to enjoy the group dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really tough conversation.
It is.
Yeah.
Maybe start with some reassurance. You know how much we care for you.
Yeah.
We love having you around. We've noticed in the last few months, however long, that there's been a difference in you,
mm-hmm.
A difference in the group dynamic. You seem bitter, like you say, and like that. Start with the good and
yeah.
then go to the problematic.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a hard conversation to have.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could, like, I don't know, if it goes reasonably well, if you could plan, like, something with, like, just Pikachu and, like a smaller group outing after that, just to kind of, like, be like, we still love you. Like, let's do something, just three of us,
mm-hmm.
not have Charmander there,
mm-hmm.
like, after that conversation, just so that she's not like, oh my god, I've lost all my friends,
yeah.
you
right.
know, just to reassure
That's
her.
That's a good idea.
You know, have something lined up in advance.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking of Joss's and my experience with Iphigenia. when we had that exact thing.
Yeah.
We were going to go out,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't want to blindside her
mm-hmm.
in a restaurant. So we had the difficult conversation first by email
mm-hmm.
from all of us, so that it was
bad.
Like a united front. And it ended with
mm-hmm.
like, and we can talk about this more
yes.
on Thursday
gosh.
When
yes.
we go out. And we never got to Thursday.
Oh, well, doing it over email, I think, is problematic.
I think it's going to be. That's the lesson I learned from that situation.
Yeah.
Is the email was probably not the greatest way to do it. We could have done it in person. Not that Iphigenia would have received it any better. She was a different person.
Yeah.
But the email seemed a bit distant, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it was a way. With Iphigenia, it was very hard to get a word in edgewise.
True.
And we chose email so she could read it,
and
metabolize
talk.
It,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
think about it. But that didn't happen. So I'm going to just say from my years of experience that Pikachu's not going to be with you much longer
wow.
in the group.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That she's not going to be able to tolerate the love of Charmander, the new dynamic,
mm-hmm.
the new energy that Charmander brings. And so she'll leave herself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have this conversation and say, there seems to be something going on with you, and we are all noticing it and feeling it
mm-hmm.
and concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And she will say, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what she'll say.
And and feel betrayed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this happens.
Yeah.
This happens. You can't. You know, to even with your best intentions, you can't help hurt feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's important to remember that most friendships are temporary, even if they last for 5+ years like this one. And I'm sure you had a lot of good times together and helped each other out quite a bit. And it worked for those years, but that doesn't mean you have to be friends until you're dead.
Yeah,
that's true.
Really true. Really true. And it's also, you know, like in a group setting, when somebody joins the group. So there were four of you, and then there were five when Pikachu joined. And it's easy to hide some of these things in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the sixth person, I do think that Pikachu has been presenting a side of her personality that she wants to be known for versus the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like putting her best self forward
sure.
is, I guess, a nice way to say it.
Right.
But
right. Or maybe just, you know, like,
but not being authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, and it's very tough. Like, I think of all the times that I myself did that
mm-hmm.
out of insecurity,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, oh, I'll pretend to be, like, zany and, you know, really, well, I just want to go home and watch a movie or
mm-hmm.
read a book, you know. and I think maybe it's just the shine has worn off
mm-hmm.
with her attitude towards the group. She's
mm-hmm.
not trying as hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it doesn't have to be the end of her involvement in the group, but I'm suspecting that it will be.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough. You know, what's interesting is the group dynamic probably covered up a lot of her flaws.
Yeah.
So that it took these years to be able to see all of it. Like, if
yeah.
it had been one-on-one, you might have seen the
yeah.
red flags a bit sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck. Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jazz, I do not have an embarrassing personal problem.
Nor
I.
I've been
but
fabulous.
I do know that someone at this table
oh,
does
that right?
have an embarrassing
is
personal
that right?
problem.
Mother, you'll have to remind me what it is. I have so many embarrassing things
right?
happen to me.
Right?
It involves a certain honeymoon.
Oh. Oh, yes.
You can only tell apart if you want, but I was thinking of particularly of the beautiful
yes.
beaches of Tulum.
This is what I'm picturing.
Who enjoyed them.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's what you were thinking of. Okay. Well, my honeymoon was quite an adventure. I think Mike and I grew closer through trials and trauma and bad weather. everything that could go wrong did go wrong,
mm.
but we still had fun, so it wasn't a total disaster. But the first day we got there, we went down to the beach at like 8:45 in the morning, and there were all these loungers on the beach with umbrellas, and it looked like paradise and stuff, except for the like reeking seaweed that had washed up on shore. Once a year, this like terrible, disgusting seaweed like makes a landfall in
mm-hmm.
Tulum, and it smells like dead bodies.
Nice.
And you can't go swimming,
nice.
etc. So other than that, it
yes.
was beautiful. And we're just like looking around, and we see three people on the beach, and they're lying on this big kind of like beach bed that the hotel had out
mm-hmm.
for tanning and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And two of them, it's two girls and one guy, and the girls are completely naked.
Oh.
And the guy is lying in between them,
of
and they are, you know, beautiful,
uh-huh.
and they're like walking around on the beach like so naked, and you know, etc. So we just ignore them and go on with our day, and then when we look back at them, they are, you know, having sex.
Nice. Good.
Yes, a threesome at 9 a.m.
Nice. Well,
family fun.
Yes.
Family friendly.
You're on vacation, so. My goodness.
My gosh. Yes.
Well, more embarrassing for them, but
I think
well,
they were probably high or drunk out of their minds.
Yeah.
So they were probably having a great time.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know that
yeah.
they
yeah.
were.
And they couldn't go swimming, right?
Yeah.
So they had to
what
do
else?
Something.
Awesome. In the middle of everything at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Fabulous.
So,
was it a naked beach?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No, it was not.
Good. Good.
Well, hopefully more tales from the disastrous honeymoon, because
I have many tales that I could
came
tell.
Home and we were all like, how is the honeymoon? None of us had ever been to Mexico. And she's like, well, Mike and I are closer. Even closer.
Yeah, it makes
yeah.
for a great story.
It does.
Very
it
funny,
a story.
Funny story.
Yes.
But
so
it would take a while to tell it all on the podcast,
yes.
so I'll wait.
And if you are considering Tulum as a vacation, mm-hmm. do check the monsoon season.
Yes, we're also in monsoon. So don't go, like, May through September, October. You should go in the winter time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the fetid piles of rotting seaweed.
Yes. and the rains.
Buckets of rain.
Yeah. Have subsided.
Okay. Super fun. Definitely memorable.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends forever.